Let's talk about commissioner's decisions. Okay, your paper, you hate to start a speech off with a correction, but the top of your paper says there were 62 commissioner decisions last year. That is incorrect. There were actually 70, to the best of my knowledge, there were 70. Our staff works with TEA staff, and we regularly submit public information requests for commissioners' decisions so that we try to get all the commissioners' decisions in. And inevitably, after I submitted my paper for this conference, we received 8 more commissioner decisions, and those are reflected in the one-page front and back addendum to the paper. A note about the paper, there are 20 or so short summaries of commissioners' decisions that we felt were sort of the most important ones, but the chart at the end of the paper, along with this addendum, will cover all 70, hopefully, commissioners' decisions. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with kind of a snapshot of commissioners' decisions. As many of you know, this might be a surprise to some, but as many of you know, by convention, the docket number of a commissioner's decision has some numbers and then a letter and numbers and then some numbers. The middle number, the R's, indicate what type of appeal to the commissioner it was. And that's a list of all those. When you take out all the ones that there were no decisions about, we're left with those 5. And so this is kind of a breakdown of those 70 decisions. There, I hope the math adds up. There were 28 non-renewals. There were 18 terminations, 3 demotion reassignments.